Revelation chapter 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there were no more oceans. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared like a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice out of heaven, "See, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will live with them, and they'll be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying, nor shall there be any more pain, for the former things have passed away." And he that sat on the throne said, "See, I make all things new." And he said to me, "Write, for these words are true and faithful." And he said to me, "It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to him that is thirsty from the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And one of the seven angels that had the seven bottles full of the seven last plagues came to me and talked with me, saying, 'Come here, I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife.' And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like a stone most precious, like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a great and high wall, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written on them, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east, 3 gates. On the north, 3 gates. On the south, 3 gates, and on the west, 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden piece of bamboo to measure the city and the gates of it and the wall of it. And the city lies 4 square, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the bamboo 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And he measured the wall of it 216 feet, according to the measure of a man, that is, of the angel. And the building of the wall of it was jasper, and the city was pure gold, like clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all kinds of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third a chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth a topaz, the tenth a chrysoprasus, the 11th a jacinth, the 12th, an amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each of the gates was of one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. And I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, nor of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. And the Lamb is the light of it. And the nations of those who are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth shall bring their glory and honor into it. And the nations of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And there shall in no way enter into it anything that defiles, nor whatever works abomination or makes a lie, but those who are written in the Lamb's book of life.